It has been only 5 weeks since the nuclear accident at Three Mile Island in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It has been less than a month since environmental and public interest groups called the May 6 Coalition announced plans for a march on Washington. Today, a peaceful gathering, a large one, responded to the Harrisburg accident and to the call for protest. On a sunny and brisk day, the scene near the Capitol seemed to be from another decade. But the speeches and slogans referred to an issue very much of this day, nuclear energy. Tonight, several reports on today's events, who came and why, and where the anti-nuclear movement goes from here. NPR's Faith Fancher was at the Capitol and filed this report.
Tens of thousands of people are spread out on the grass at the foot of the Capitol steps enjoying the music, pulled here through the work of a hastily assembled coalition which decided less than a month ago to hold what it calls the first national march against nuclear energy. The coalition is a diverse group of pro-lifers, feminists, public interest groups, environmentalists, and even senior citizens in labor. The organizers say nuclear power is an issue that affects everyone. But there are some important groups missing, including blacks, other minorities, and the poor. For a long time, those groups have argued that the environmental issue is an issue being pushed by the white middle class. Today, I counted maybe 50 black people in a crowd estimated at 65,000. But to make up for the lack of minorities in the crowd, the coalition made sure that people like black activist Dick Gregory had room on the crowded speakers list, along with an American Indian woman. Who got on the list and who didn't was carefully worked out by the coalition. President Carter, Senator Edward Kennedy, and California Governor Jerry Brown were all invited. Carter refused. Kennedy sent a letter of support and Brown accepted. But he wanted prime time during the early afternoon when he'd be most likely to get media coverage. The coalition was worried, however, that potential presidential candidate Brown might steal the spotlight away from the issue of nuclear energy. The compromise worked out put Brown on the podium late this afternoon. As far as their message was concerned, the speakers didn't stray very far from the single issue of the day. But the crowd did respond to the better-known names in the movement, like Jane Fonda, husband Tom Hayden, Barry Commoner, and, of course, Ralph Nader.
Are you coming back in greater numbers again? And again! And again! Let's hear it! Let's get up and roar it! Again! 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 Until we stop nuclear power! Again!
The crowd began getting in the mood for the main event at the Capitol earlier today with a rally at the Ellipse. They listened to other speakers and original songs while drinking beer, smoking marijuana, eating health food sandwiches, and changing babies. The crowd responded to several rallying cries, including the name of Karen Silkwood, a dead nuclear worker alleged to have been killed on her way to turn over damaging information about her employer. Her name took on the importance of a martyr for the cause. And her name was invoked several times by labor speakers, including Ruth Jordan, president of the Coalition of Labor Women.
We have our own fallen martyr in this struggle, Karen Silkwood. But I greet you not only in her memory, but in the memory of the tens of thousands of workers in the nuclear energy industry who each day are being zapped by this industry. I greet you in the name of the IBEW workers who went up and cleaned up the garbage from Harrisburg.
About noon, the crowd began moving toward the Capitol, loosely assembled in groups representing the different areas of the country that they had come from. New York, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Maine, Florida, a list of about 20 or so different states and various local nuclear alliances. But as most of the speakers were quick to point out today, the real work of the anti-nuclear coalition begins tomorrow. That's when the senators and congressmen return to the Capitol after their long weekend. That's also when the May 6 coalition disbands and the anti-nuclear lobbying begins in earnest. I'm Faye Fancher reporting from the Capitol.